Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the LaPorte Report is provided by DSL Extreme at dslextreme.com. Hi, this is Leo LaPorte, and this is the LaPorte Report for Friday, September 22nd, 2006. No Bill Handel this week. We had some technical difficulties, but I do have my regular weekly appearance with John Donaby on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto. Enjoy.
We'll add the theme tomorrow. Leo?
We could just sing it.
How are you?
I wonder if those people can help me with my computer problems. No.
Leo?
I'm well. How are you, John?
Fine. Thank you. Donnie started producing this week.
Congratulations. You've got a producer.
Yeah. And Leo, because Mark's gone and he did four features on the show, we now have to record a lot more interviews, so I'm really running late.
Okay, I'll move fast.
See, I got to get into it right away.
No happy talk.
And guess who I saw on television last night?
Who? Oh, Amber?
Uh-huh.
On City?
Yeah.
How was she?
She was great.
Yeah, she's so talented.
She was wonderful. She was actually working on a very serious story on porn. On the internet.
Yeah, I've seen one clip of her. It turned out it was her first piece, and it was on the deaths. And of course, it's very serious. And I think, I hope she's, and that's a big shift when you start doing news. You're suddenly
sure
covering
is.
Death and mayhem.
Okay, we're going to have to start. Sorry, Leo. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Yes, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. Leo LaPorte is here all the way from Petaluma, California.
Yes, all right, right there.
Leo?
Yes?
Now, I know that you're not actually somebody who works for one of those, tabloid magazines, but I understand there's a scandal mounting in the Hewlett-Packard boardroom.
It is really a little tabloid. And, of course, it's not like the government spying on you, but the Hewlett-Packard chairman of the board and now it looks like chief executive officer have admitted that they were spying not only on the board members, which is bad enough. In fact, doing things like pretending to be board members to get phone records. They were trying to find a leak to a journalist. But it turns out they actually were really spying on journalists big time, too, and tracking their families down. And one journalist I know is actually considering a lawsuit against them. It is bad, and it's finally hurting HP's stock because it's gone all the way up to the top now. It is a significant issue. In fact, the state of California is considering prosecuting their... They say laws have been broken.
How silly is that to do that?
I mean, it's really incredibly dumb. And I think that's what the stock market's reacting to. I don't think they're worried that this will in some way hurt the company, but they're starting to wonder who's running this place and how smart can they be? I mean, that's really stupid.
We're talking with Leo LaPorte this morning here, the author. Well, yes, he's an author.
I'm an author.
Of many, many, many books.
I'm a talker.
He's also the host of Call for Help, which is, of course, each and every night at 6 o'clock, Channel 250, later again at 9, and all over the place. And he's just a nice guy.
I'm considerably better at talking than I am at authoring, I must say.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's so much easier. Hmm. Look, we've already talked a whole book, practically.
A serious bug in Internet Explorer, that right away is now starting to scare me. What's going on?
You know, what's really scaring me is how little attention is being paid by the mainstream media to this. In fact, I'm not seeing coverage in the tech media either. I guess we are now so immune, so inured to the fact that that Microsoft Windows is holy that people don't even... It's not news anymore, but this is big news. Even if you have a fully patched version of Windows, there is a bug in Internet Explorer that allows a malicious page to attack and put anything they want on your system. The reason this is significant is there's a Russian company that sells a kit to do this called WebAttack. It's $20. I mean, it's a real company. They have tech support and everything. Mm-hmm. If you're a webmaster, you put this kit on your system, and you can put anything you want on the systems of people who visit your website. As long as they're using Internet Explorer, you can even send it an email if they're using Outlook. So this is a really serious vulnerability. It is not patched. It probably won't be patched for another 3 weeks. Oh. There are thousands of sites out there doing this.
How would I know it's there?
You cannot tell. There is no way to know. Right. Now, Microsoft has a security advisory. If you're interested in how to fix it, 925-568, or you can go to Steve Gibson's website. He's our security guy on Call for Help, grc.com, and it's a very simple fix. And that's what's upsetting to me, that the media is not publicizing this problem, since it's easy to fix, but the consequences of not fixing it are so severe.
Leo Laporte, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to. We're just far too serious at the moment. But
anyway, let's get silly.
That was a serious one. Well, you know, I was watching TV this week locally here in Toronto on City TV. And you know who I saw, don't you?
The mayor, David Miller?
No.
Amber MacArthur. I know
yes.
who I saw.
She's Amber MacArthur.
My former co-host has moved on to the big time, and she's doing great. I'm so proud of her.
What's interesting is she was looking at a story last night, or the other evening, Leo, that actually started out from the Globe and Mail, about teens posting schoolyard fights online, and she was a part of that story.
Isn't this appalling?
It's horrid. I did see, you know, they had to give you a warning ahead of time what you're about to see. And watching these two people just beat the hell out of each other.
You know,
and
it comes,
are you nuts?
It comes from watching things like Jackass, the movies, and there's stuff on YouTube where kids see other kids doing really dangerous, crazy things on YouTube, and the videos become incredibly popular. They want to be that popular. So they mm-hmm. stage these fights. They film them. They're real fights. People are getting hurt. If you do a search on YouTube for school fights, you'll find over 3,000 videos, and many of them from Ontario.
Wow.
So it's just, you know, it's one of those cases where teens see this stuff online. They say, oh, that looks cool. I'd like to do it. And they run great risks.
Well, Leo, I also want to mention the fact, too, before we let you go, that Sony has cut the price on the PlayStation 3.
In Japan, but
in
that's
Japan.
A really good sign that they might, you know, it was going to be $700. They've announced that in Japan it'll be $400. So that's a significant drop. They're mm-hmm. seeing competition, of course, from Nintendo's Wii, which is much, much less expensive.
Wii!
We just
thank you for working that in.
We just have to work that in. PS3 doesn't have the same Wii sound.
Wii. Well, I got a Wii out of here.
Okay. So. Oh, it's that time, is it?
Yeah, that time. Yeah. Leo Laporte, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Leo Laporte, of course, on Channel 250. It's G4 Tech TV. I'm John Donnelly. This is News Talk 1010. Wee! CFRB.
Time for a wee break.
Thanks, Leo.
Great
yeah,
job.
Yeah, now, Leo, next week we're going to start the show earlier. It won't affect you, but now that we have to add a few interviews, we just...
I could do it earlier if you want. You
oh, no, you're fine. Okay. No, you're fine. It's just we just have to start a little earlier, that's all.
You're working too hard. Well, you got to get Donnie to do some segments.
Yeah, well, you never know. You know?
4 segments, that's a lot to have to make up.
Yeah, well, Donnie's done an incredible job in the first week.
So. Good man, Donnie.
Yeah, we just have to make John Wright wait now for about an hour, so it's all right.
Oh, boy.
No.
I will let you go.
I got to go, Leo.
All
thank
right.
you.
Take care, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.